Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Sleep Deprivation Institute's secret underwater headquarters somewhere off the coast of Iowa, it's the man dedicated to keeping the internet completely wired. This is Which Goes Off with Widget Walls.
Friends are dead. Not what it used to be. Now you'll never have a place like home to rest your head.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Widget Walls, and you're listening to Widge Goes Off on QuickStopEntertainment.com. Well, I'll tell you, there is no joy in Mudville today. And, you know, maybe I keep asking myself how this could have happened. And maybe it's my fault. Maybe I didn't explain properly how Hollywood works. So let's just back up for a second, okay? This is how Hollywood works. If you think about it, because they're always bitching about the box office. Box office isn't what it used to be, right? And as I've mentioned before, that's because we have choices. Back when I was a kid, sometime around, you know, in the 1500s, you had three networks to choose from, okay? There wasn't even any MTV, right? I mean, literally when I was living in Alabama at the time, all right? And before we even were able to get MTV, we had TBS, and so I would literally, and I've said this before to some people, I would literally, they had this show on called Night Tracks that I would record. I would put in a six-hour video cassette and record it, because it would go from like, I don't remember, it was like 6 to 8 hours long. It went all night, because they didn't have anything else to show, because it was, I don't remember what year it was, but back then there wasn't all this content falling out of the sky, right? So I would record that for 6 hours, and then I would watch it during the week, and that was my MTV. How sad is that? We were talking today about who was I talking to about that the other day? Whoever it was, nod your head. Ah. So I was talking the other day about it used to be that when movies came on TV, I know what it was. I was walking through the den, and Cosette had something on television, and I was just remarking about it used to be a big deal when movies came on television. Do you remember that? You could go and it was the movie of the week. I mean, they would show a movie, and it was the only time you had access to a movie. Otherwise, you know, you were, unless it was in the cinema. And once it left the cinema, you never saw it again unless it came around again to the cinema, or they decided to show it on television. Now, I swear to God, you can't flip through without Spike TV or somebody showing a James Bond marathon every other frickin' day. There are certain movies that are on all the time. I swear to God, there's a law that says Jaws has to be playing all the freaking time. So, in addition to DVDs and whatever else and being able to watch stuff on the internet, so it's just, it's amazing to me. Some of you people don't appreciate what you have, okay? Now, they bitch about box office, right? They don't have the box office anymore. I think the last movie, I remember movies like E.T. when they used to hit the box office and they stayed there. E.T., I swear to God, was in theaters for 9 months, okay? The last movie that I can think of that did those kind of numbers was Titanic, because Titanic, I swear to God, was in for 9 months. It was literally in theaters for most of a year, okay? But they don't have that anymore. We've taken that away from them. Now our attention is divided between the internet, and we've got 1,500 channels, okay? We've got our iPods. We've got books for those of us that are still literate. We've got audiobooks. We've got, Christ, people I know play you put huge man hours into games, okay? And all kinds of shit, right? That we can do now. I mean, I didn't have games when I was a kid, okay? Not to sound like a crazy old man and telling you to quit playing your ZZ Tops a damn loud and get off my fucking lawn, but, I mean, my idea of gaming, the reason I never became a gamer was I lived out in the middle of nowhere, and if you could only see, I can still picture in my mind's eye me trying to get my grandmother to play Star Frontiers with me, okay? That was my sad childhood, all right? And I know you're sitting there, shit, that explains a lot, but that's what it was. And now, there's no box office anymore because we have all these things. You do know people that are gamers. You have friends online. You have virtual friends, okay? In my day, I know what it was. I was bitching with Ken about this, our editor. I keep expecting him to call. But I'm not on a live show. How the fuck would that work? I don't even know. But you don't even have to have real friends anymore. You used to be, back in the day, we had to go actually meet people, which was a pain in the ass because people are always pains in the asses. But now you can just go on IM and you can talk to people and you never have to meet with them, never have to have any real interaction with them, find out what's going on with their lives, nothing. So how does this all relate to No Joy in Mudville? Because we have all these choices. You have all these choices now, okay? And the people in Hollywood don't understand. They still want to go back to that world in which they had total control over everything, all right? And they had this amazing box office, right? They would get box office and shit would just stay in theaters for like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and just rack up money, okay? That's how it used to be, okay? All Hollywood has left when it comes to the cinema is the number one spot at the box office. I mean, literally, releasing films, and you know this, unless you're a Pirates or a Matrix or something that I mean, or, you know, something with a big film like Talladega Nights, number one at the box office again, right? Okay, unless you've got something like that, Hollywood knows that they're not going to do well in the box office. They've planned for it. And that's why the DVD release is sometimes 2 months out. If that. I mean, once it clears theaters, I mean, shit's hitting DVD, and it's still in the second-run houses. Still sometimes in the first-run houses. Because, I mean, shit, there's, you know, 24-screen theaters. I gotta put something in those, right? So, all the bragging rights that Hollywood has, all they give a shit about anymore is having the number one movie at the box office. That's it. You can have, because if you watch the trades, if you watch how they react to this stuff, it hits number one, and it doesn't matter if it has a 60, 70% drop the next weekend. It doesn't matter, okay? For the most part, unless you've got something like Superman Returns, which is supposed to have a huge footprint, all right? Number one is all you need. And guess what did not hit number one this past weekend? That's right, Snakes on a Plane. Box Office Mojo even has their own headline for this. What is it? Snakes on a Plane, all hiss and no bite. Why? Because it didn't even clear $14 million, all right? It didn't even make back half its production budget, and it came in under Talladega Nights. Now, why do you care, okay? Why do you give a shit if Snakes on a Plane is not your cup of tea? And even if it is your cup of tea, if you went and you had a good time, why do you care? Why should this disturb you at all? I will tell you. Is because Snakes on a Plane, when it reached out to the internet, got feedback from the internet, listened to the internet, marketed to the internet, okay? And, you know, put out the music videos and everything, and they even, what was this? Where is this fucking press release? Oh, yes. I saw this. This came in last week. New Line Cinema struck a deal with Cafe Press to let fans of the film create their own Snakes on a Plane clothes and gear and stuff. They can become official licensees of Snakes on a Plane merchandise. Now, when was the last time? And you could make money. You could make money. Where is it? Where's the line? Blah, 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 blah. Permit the network of over 2.9 million members, that's Cafe Press, to unleash their creativity to transform Snake's artwork and ideas into unique gifts and share in the revenue stream. When was the last time you heard of a movie or a studio thinking, hey, we've got such a groundswell of support, let's let people make their own legitimate gear. Let's let them make their own Snakes on a Plane t-shirts. Now, I haven't gone to look at this thing. For all I know, it's the same deal that Disney's got, where you maybe have four pictures to choose from, and then you can only put certain words on there. I don't know. Maybe it's completely lame. I admit to you, I haven't gone to look. But let me tell you what's happening. Today, Monday, in offices all over Hollywood, is that there are people who don't understand the internet, okay, who wouldn't understand a blog if it bit them on the ass. And the word around Hollywood today is that, well, you know, Snakes on a Plane, all hiss and no bite. Look at the box office. They didn't even make – they catered to the internet, okay? They went out to the internet, and they made a big deal about how they had fans on the internet, and it was going to be this huge thing, and they didn't even make back half of their production budget, okay? And so any film that was thinking about doing – you know, courting bloggers and going out to the internet and interacting with fans and giving fans opportunity like this Cafe Press deal or you know, trying to create a fan base for themselves. Any wacky, quirky little film like this that a studio is going to put out, next time somebody says, hey, why don't we go out to the internet, they're going to look at Snakes on a Plane and go, well, it didn't work for Snakes on a Plane. So, you know, those of you who didn't go see it, see, here's the thing. You have to support the people that support you, right? You have to go in and help them. Because otherwise, you know, who's going to come support your ass, right? So those of you who did not go out to see Snakes on a Plane, next time there's some stupid drivel coming through, you know, through the theaters, and you're watching all these trailers that look like nothing you would ever want to see, I want you to remember that somebody tried to make a film that you wanted to see, okay, and was trying to get your opinion on it and make it more of the film you wanted to see, and you didn't go see it. You didn't go see it on the one weekend when it made a difference that they needed you to go see it. I want you to remember that. So all of you did go to see it. God bless you, all right, because we've got to support you. You give money to the people that do things the right way, and you have to keep money away from the people who do things the wrong way. And this is going to be a problem. I know you're thinking, oh, that can't be that ridiculous, right? Hollywood is that ridiculous. Hollywood, these people, these old people who don't understand technology, that are running the studios, that have the money, are going to use any excuse that they can to keep hold of things for as long as possible and keep it from going out to the net and going out to bloggers and stuff like that. So they're going to use the Snakes on a Plane thing. They're going to use the box office against all of us. So congratulations, all right? You know, I was kidding about the Superman Returns. I knew it wasn't going to do Superman Returns dollars as far as the first weekend goes, but I didn't think it would be this bad. And, you know, I don't know. I'm depressed by the whole fucking thing. You'll have to excuse me. So just, you know, please remember that. Remember that. We can only hope that, I don't know. I don't even know if DVD sales mean anything anymore. I mean, because they know it's going to sell on DVD. I have no idea. I mean, I hardly know how people are going to react to things anymore. You know, Austin Powers, the only reason you had an Austin Powers trilogy at all was because the first movie did so well on DVD. But even then, I think it made 80 million or something like that? I don't know. I'm too goddamn pissed off to look it up, so who cares? Anyway, so how was your weekend? Fuck. All right, what else do we need to talk about? Oh, something else that, you know, I thought, wow, this is nice. I'll talk about this, and I don't know. Maybe I'm too pissed off to talk about it right now. But I'll talk about it anyway. Just, I thought this was interesting. I had mentioned before about Fast and the Furious, right? About Tokyo Drift, about how it went to cinemas, and then it looked like the kind of thing that Universal could turn into a direct-to-video franchise. Well, I'll give Universal some credit, okay? Because they apparently have this in the works, and they know what they're doing. So that's good. They're actually treating the movie business as a business. So how refreshing. But basically, I saw this. It's a press release that came out, and this is about the new Bring It On movie, okay? And you're like, why the hell would I care about that, right? So, and there's that, and also, which American Pie was it? American Pie's Band Camp, right? So, you know, American Pie started in theaters, transitioned to direct-to-video. Now it's American Pie Presents, so it's kind of in that, you know, it's kind of a flavoring type of thing, right? And then you've got Bring It On, which is basically, if I can, you know, I haven't seen any of the films. Even Kirsten Dunst in a cheerleading outfit couldn't get me to see the first film, so that's telling you something right there. But from what I can tell, it's basically the same movie over and over and over again, but with different people in the roles. And maybe their demographic is just switching out so quickly, because I would assume it's like 12 to 14-year-old girls. And so by the time the next movie comes out, the people who are in that demographic have moved on and there's a whole new set of girls there. I don't know. But all of that being said, They have what is it? The top two live action DVD premiere debuts for what they call DVD originals. But of course, that's what we all know is direct to video, which, you know, doesn't have to be a stigma, but they're calling it DVD original, so whatever. But here's what I was thinking. So good on them for figuring out, hey, let's create a franchise, milk it in cinemas as far as we can until we realize we can't. We know that there's still an audience for this type of thing. Sending out the DVD, we save some money, and then we can still make the money off of, you know, off of the DVD sales. So, you know, good on them. I mean, if it works for them, rock on with their bad selves. But here's what I was thinking. So I'd mentioned before about Fast and the Furious, right? That it looked like it could make a transition to DVD. But here's what I was saying. I was wondering why did it go into cinemas at all, right? Because it obviously wasn't going to do that well. You couldn't get either of your two stars to come back. So why would you do it? And I was thinking, well, it's for car freaks, right? It's basically automotive porn, right? For you to sit there and watch all of these cars doing their crazy shit, and you're like, oh yeah, chicks, and oh yeah, guys, and maybe there's a plot, but cars, cars, right? So the deal is, you've got to have it on the big screen because the car freaks like to see the cars on the big screen. This is what I was thinking, okay? But here's what I was thinking also. What if you did this? What if you did it in cinemas, right? You released it in cinemas for maybe 2 weeks. It was a 2-week limited engagement, and you would go to see it. And they would have you walk out of into the lobby, right? When you're done, you walk out in the lobby, and they're selling the DVD there. And it's the DVD. It's got the movie, all right. It's got some features on it. It's not bare bones. And you know, there's with I mean, you're figuring the car freaks are going to go to the movie, right? So you have features on there for car freaks. In fact, you know, call it the Auto Porn Edition or the Car Freak Edition. I don't know, Ultimate Car Freak. Ooh. Oh God, I can't do that voice anymore. It's screwing up my. Hang on. That's better. Thank you. But you know what I'm saying? Something that would work for them, and they get it early, and they get it at a discount. How would that work? And I'm asking because I honestly don't know how that would work. I don't know anything anymore. After Snakes on a Plane doesn't break number one at the box office, who understands the world anymore? I don't. But how would that work? There have been films that I have walked out of, especially some of these smaller films that are actually good. Mirror Mask. If you've seen Mirror Mask, the Neil Gaiman, Dave McKean film, I walked out of the theater and I was like, shit, I would like to buy that now. It was so good. I wanted, because it was such a visual film that it's like a Pixar movie in that you have to go see a Pixar movie twice, right? Especially something like Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo, especially, because it was so freaking gorgeous. You'd have to watch it once just for the plot, and then you have to go back and watch it again just to see stuff like, holy shit, that look at how cool that water looks and all that stuff, right? So I mean, I would have walked out and bought a bare bones DVD and taken it home, watched it again. It was that cool. So I wonder how that would work. I don't know. I wonder if we're going that direction. Now, this was interesting. I saw Snakes on a Plane tonight, okay? So maybe there was a huge influx of people and the numbers were wrong and it's actually going to be number one. I can't, you know, pray. If you believe in God, pray. That's all I'm saying. But this was interesting. I saw that they are doing a limited engagement, like I think it was two nights of the original Nightmare on Elm Street to promote the DVD release of some Uber Mongo edition of Nightmare on Elm Street, the original Nightmare, right? That's fascinating. I'm actually wondering. You know, what does that do? Does that is that strictly a write-off? Is it going back into the theaters to be a write-off to promote the DVD? Or what? I don't know. I wonder what the turnout is for that. I'd be fascinated to look at those numbers when they come in. I think it's happening towards the end of September, if I remember correctly, like the 20th and 21st or something. I don't know. But anyway, so that's what I was thinking about when I got this press release. I was like, well, damn, they're ahead of me. DVD originals from Universal, and I was trying to think, what else does Universal have that would actually go to become a DVD original? And honestly, the first thing that sprang to mind was Pitch Black. Now that they've completely hosed the idea of doing any more live action films, because I mean the second one was garbage. You know, how much would it cost to do those direct to video? Or, I mean, how well did Dark Fury sell? I mean, maybe you could do it as direct-to-video animated. I mean, shit, somebody involved with that franchise has to be doing a good job. I hear the game, the Riddick game kicked ass. So I don't know. It's interesting. Very interesting. So there's that. And here's something else that I wanted to talk about. Cringely. I don't know if anyone reads Robert Cringely on the PBS. He does a technology column. And what I do with a lot of these columns that are large that I just don't have time to read, I actually email them to my phone, and then I can read them, when I'm standing in line at Publix or on the throne or whatever, so that I'm not going to be doing anything anyway. I might as well read. So this was a fascinating column. I'll link to it in the actual story that we've got here. But it's talking about news and news on the internet, and as opposed to newspapers, which I understand some people still read. And this is what this clued in is something that I've always thought. I'll leave you to read the thing, but where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, yes. Yeah, so I'll read a little bit of this. Talking about things. Yes, if you want news about something a lot of people care about, the internet will often let you down. This is from Crinsley's column. For example, last weekend, and this is a column from July, so don't freak if you think this might affect you, because I said I'm behind on reading columns. For example, last weekend, Network Solutions, the largest internet domain registrar and a company that is among the biggest web hosting companies in the world, had a customer email outage that lasted more than 24 hours. So that's, and skip ahead a little bit, but that's basically what he's talking about. Where's the news story about that outage? Nowhere. Of course, the company has said nothing, and we can't point to newspapers having the story while the internet does not, but it is an internet story. No one city was affected enough for it to probably matter to a newspaper, but hundreds of thousands of internet citizens, including some relatives of mine, which is how I know about it, were affected. Now, here's the kicker. And where are those vaunted bloggers? They are waiting for the newspapers to write about it so they can read about it on the web and then comment. Now, there is a public service. And I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, this is something that I ran into during my Corona days, and something that affects a lot of movie news websites, and we're all guilty of this, is we're not really generating news. It's not anything that's well, new. I mean, there's a lot of movie sites that wait for what? Where do they get 95% of their stories? They get it from Variety and Hollywood Reporter, right? The trades. They get it from other sites, or they get, or it's like reviews or press releases, and that's based on stuff that's been sent to them by the studios, publishers, whoever. So Here's what I would like to say. Cringely has a point in that we really do need to have new and fresh content. The problem is a couple of problems. First of all, you've got a lot of people running these sites that aren't journalists, that have no journalistic training, if that's a word. I think it is. I'm an English major. It's a word now, goddammit. Journalistic training. There you go. So they don't have any training. They don't know how to go out and ask questions. They don't know the right questions to ask. And the other thing is that a lot of people have day jobs. They don't have time to run stuff down. I can tell you, I used to try during the Corona days to, if nothing else, find out, here's a property. Who has the property? What's the status of the property? I mean, I remember trying to run down the Transformers movie 8 years ago. Just trying to find out which studio had the rights. Even that is fun. I'm sure it's probably a lot easier now because, you can get contact information online. It's a lot easier to find people and stuff like that. But it takes time. It takes time. It takes being able to walk out of the office building of where you're working or whatever and, get on your cell phone and run stuff down. But here's what I would like to propose and challenge folks to do, and this is a challenge for me too, is I would like to see once a week try to create something that is entirely original, it's not a reaction to something else, it's something that is entirely yours, And I mean, what do all the search engine optimization and how to get linked up from other bloggers say? They say create something. Create a top 10 list. Top 10 lists are fucking huge. Have you noticed that? Why? Because it's something easy that people can link to. All right? You know, something 101 columns that basically take you through how to do something, you know, the very basics of how to do something, are huge. Why? Because it's something original, and everyone in the blogosphere latches onto it. So Crindley's right. We need – I mean, let's face it. I'm not even talking about news, but let's talk about news for a second. News today, the news media sucks dead wombat ass, okay? They really do. They're either putting their own spin on things, they're not telling you the full story, or they're hyping up the story, okay, to the point where you find out later that it was, you know, it wasn't as big as it was. You know, oh, well, 40 people were killed. Well, now it's one person. And, of course, the 40 people were killed runs on page one or above the fold on the internet, right, in huge type, and the correction runs on page A12 or the internet equivalent of that. So, I mean, let's face it. News has been co-opted, and I'm talking about CNN, Fox, any of them, has been co-opted by the fact that they're basically entertainment. I mean, for fuck's sake, does anyone watch the news programs in the morning? Does that have any relevance to anyone? I mean, the thing that killed me, the story that I always remember was I was watching the local news, big mistake, and this was years ago. And they did one of those puff pieces that they do at the end of the show, community interest or some bullshit thing that they call it, right? And it was about some guy and his tractor. And they come back from the story, and the two anchors are there. And I'm just, oh, it's making my eyelashes hurt just thinking about it. And the woman, this, you know, woman with the hairdo and the whatever, one of the beautiful people, you know what I'm talking about, right? Turns to the guy and goes, well, I've always wanted to drive a tractor. And it was the most insincere bullshit. She wouldn't know a tractor. I mean, if they had shown her that footage, she would have, and not told her, oh, this is a tractor story, she probably would have said, what a weird looking car. I mean, I swear to God, she just... it was just so completely fake and useless. And, you know, the news stories where they come back and they say, you know, is, you know, to borrow something from Carlin here, is saliva giving you stomach cancer? You know, tune in at 10 to find out, or 11 or whatever the fuck it comes in on your community. You know, if something's giving me stomach cancer, you better fucking break in the middle of the day and tell me right now. Don't do this bullshit of trying to get me to watch your fucking lame ass show where the weather is the only thing that's important to me. Right. That's news. So make your own news. Make your own content. Don't just link to other people's stuff. I mean, you know, we do that on Need Coffee. Why? Because we don't have fucking time. So I feel your pain. I know you're sitting there going, what am I fucking gonna write about? But do something. And I'm not even talking about, you know, and I know you're thinking, well, I wrote that thing about my, you know, cat being ill and we had to give him a shot and that was traumatic, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, there's blogging that's actual blogging that people want to read besides your immediate family, and then there's actually creating content, okay, that could go out there. And I'm sorry about your cat, but you know what I'm saying, all right? So that's my challenge to everyone, is do something original. If you know a book that you like, I mean, try to find out who's got the rights to it. If you know somebody that you can interview that's interesting, I mean, here's something that I wanted to do that was so fun, that I thought was crazy, and then I thought it was great. I would love to do this, but I just don't have time. So here you go, free idea. Is you read about these crazy fucking places on the internet, right? You go to some place like Needorama, which is a great site, right? And you go out there, and they'll post something to, I'm just making this shit up because I don't remember, but it's the world's largest toothpick museum. You know what I actually think would be fascinating? I would like to see an interview, just a 10-minute interview with the person who runs the toothpick museum, the world's largest toothpick museum, just if nothing else to find out what the fuck, what possessed you to run the toothpick museum. Do you see what I'm saying? Stuff like that I think is fascinating. But what do you think is fascinating? Fucking put something together. Put something original together, whether it's interviewing somebody, whether it's running down something that you don't know where it is. I mean, you know, what's happening with this particular movie? I'd like to report on that. What's happening with this book? When is this book coming out? Something new. Don't fucking wait for the trades. Don't wait for other fucking websites. Don't wait for Quickstop to report it. Don't wait for anybody to report it. Go out and do it. I mean, we've got the tools. It's time to fucking do it, right? It's time to step up. No one else is providing you the news you want to read. Go get your fucking news yourself. I mean, really, we're getting to that point, aren't we? So there you go. There's your homework assignment for the week. And in fact, I tell you what, if you do this, if you come up with something totally original, I want you to send me a link to it. Let's see how many people will actually do this, will actually listen 30 minutes into the fucking podcast and put something together. Send me something at whichsucks@needcoffee.com. Let's see what we've got, okay? Let's all do something original, and let's put it online, and let's link to it, and let's breathe a sigh of relief that it's something actually worth reading. And it's not about fucking tractors or you know, cats getting enemas or some shit. So there you go. There is your homework assignment, all five of you. What else do I have to talk about? We're 30 minutes in. I'm tired already. Shit, and I'm depressed because of snakes on a plane. Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, very important, is that for those of you that know and for those of you that don't know, Dragon Con is the world's, not the world's, but North America's largest sci-fi fantasy fan convention. And it is coming up Labor Day weekend, first weekend of September, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. And Need Coffee, as always, will be there, okay, as we have been in the past, let's say it that way, we will be there with bells on. We've got, it looks like the two major panels that we're doing, where we're all going to be there as a group, are going to be there on Friday, like 4 o'clock and 5:30. And we have got a bunch of celebs that are going to be at the film festival, which is Saturday night, 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. or something like that. I know we start around 10 p.m., but get there early to get a good seat. And we'll go until we just drop. And we've got crap loads of prizes to give away. Like I said, we've got some special guest stars that will be there with us. And we are premiering the exclusive world premiere of a new episode of The Venture Brothers. We will be showing there at Dragon Con at our film festival for the first time. And it won't air for like 3 weeks in the rest of the world, and you can just snicker at them because you'll have already seen it. So how cool is that? And as somebody did last year, they just showed up with like a big box to put all their prizes in, because we give out shit loads of prizes. So anyway, if you're going to Dragon Con, make sure that you block off Saturday night starting from about 10 p.m. and come by, because we've got all kinds of crazy shit planned. So watch Need Coffee for more updates to that. Oh, and speaking of shit on Need Coffee, I'll go ahead and pimp this now because, I mean, I only have 5 listeners, right? So rock on. I have started podcasting on Need Coffee. Every Tuesday morning, you'll be able to get what we call the Heads Up, which has got all of the DVDs that are coming out during the week. What you need to know about those, you know, any new books, anything of interest that we think is streeting that week that we want to tell you about. And then I'm doing a getting ready for the weekend show, which I can't tell you what the title is of yet, because I'm still waiting, hoping to hear back from the band that I asked to use their music, much like I use Exit Mind Bomb here, and I use this great band called The Sprites for the Heads Up. I'm trying to get another band for the weekend show. And so if you've got stuff, it's mostly recommendations and talking like that, but it's really supposed to get you through Friday and kind of like a pick-me-up while you're driving to work and going back to that fucking slave job that you have, and there where you're down in a dungeon being beaten as you, like, you know, type useless lines of code into a gigantic machine as a cog in the wheel, and there's pneumatic tubes everywhere, and dream of putting on, like, you know, be looking like Angel from the X-Men, except with cooler armor and fighting, you know, crazy trolls with baby heads and stuff like that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So if you've got stuff for that, I would love to get some bands to send me music to play on there, because it would be like the radio show that no one would ever pay me to do, because of course I'm not getting paid to do any of this. So there you have it. So check out the podcast on Need Coffee. Stay tuned to Need Coffee for Dragon Con news. And if you're coming to Dragon Con, come by and say howdy. And that's pretty much it. And then we're done. We're out of here. And if you haven't gone to see Snakes on a Plane, you know, fine. Fuck it. Go see it. I mean, you know, you can only do them good right now. Oh, God. Mudville. Jesus. So anyway, so that's it. I'm out of here. That's my rhyme. Take it to the streets. We'll talk to you next week, or we will talk to you in one of the Need Coffee podcasts. And... yes. So be good.